This episode is sponsored by Backblaze Online Backup. It's a simple way to back up all your movies, photos, music, videos, and all other data for just $5 a month. It's simple, and you can access all your data online from wherever you are. Try it absolutely free by going to backblaze.com/CPC. Now, back to the adventure! Last week on Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice, our heroes are getting ready for the tournament, and unable to find Mavis, they knock on her door. She's not there, but Zill goes in and finds a journal under a creaky floorboard that is titled Investigation Journal. Zill is now keeping it a secret from the rest of us, but Mavis has been investigating the rest of the heroes. After Zill leaves, Iga takes a big step and investigates for the first time, finding a very lovesick letter by Mavis to a person by the name of Mac? We find Mavis downstairs, very hungover from her secretive birthday celebrations the night before, and we head off to the tournament, in which we find out is the Tournament of Flags. It is broken up into three parts. One free-for-all fight for the flags, one duel for a flag, and then a game of capture the flag. Zill and Kai are a tag team for the first round. They step out. Kai gets into rage as Zill starts to cast a spell. And what's next? Well, I guess we're gonna find out.
Initiative, please.
15.
All right.
Good advantage.
Shit. There's like 20 people.
There's 48 people out here. Thank you.
There's like 40 people out here.
I got a 19.
They all get 40 seconds?
Wait, no. Oh, wow. That's so wrong. I got a 17.
All right. Great. So... the clock starts. Most everyone seems to be in a mad dash forward, running forward. Mm-hmm. Roll a perception check.
15, 19.
Okay. You now look into the center of the arena. Instead of 8 flags, there are now 20.
Oh, shit.
You can't really tell. Did any of you roll higher than a 19?
I rolled a 19.
All right. There's a spellcaster who hasn't moved over there. They look really focused.
Oh.
Tell me this.
Yeah, no.
Why are there so many flags?
Yo, Zill, I see a spellcaster who hasn't moved and looks really focused.
Okay, yeah, so half of those are illusion.
That's how that works. That's how team speak during combat works. And you guys are...
I'm like, yo, Liz.
Liz, my name is not Liz. Who's Liz?
Oh, my God, this is going so well so far.
Zill... Kai rolled higher initiative wise, right?
17.
Yeah, you got a 14. So, timer starts. What are you doing?
I have my morning star. Is there anyone next to me? Like,
about 10, 15 feet, maybe.
Okay. I run up
Can we hold actions for this?
You technically could.
I'm just running.
Do whatever you want.
Okay, so are you running and then you're using your action to run again? Because that's you can use dash as an action to move twice the amount of. So it's 100 feet away from you. The first flag is 100 feet away from you.
This doesn't count as my first attack, though, right? We have a plan. I know. I'm running.
All right, so
no, that's not the plan.
Run. Do whatever you want.
Well, I'm like looking at you. What are you doing?
Zill.
Me? Go, Greased Lightning! I cast Phantom Steed for my spell.
Okay, okay.
I have it pulled up right here.
Great. Show me how fast it goes.
So the thing is, I cast so that we can both get on.
Right.
And let me see. It's a horse. So the creature uses statistics for a riding horse. It has a speed of 100 feet and can travel 10 miles in an hour. 13 miles at a fast pace.
Great.
And it lasts for 1 hour.
Great. So you get on top of the 100 feet. How many in one turn?
It can travel 100 feet for speed.
Okay. So would it go on your turn?
I think so. Would it count as movement?
Here's the thing is it would be just like literally from like a no perspective D&D thing. Your turn happens in the Phantom's turn. Kai would not be on the Phantom if the Phantom were to take its turn. And then it would be Kai's turn.
You can still do that, dude.
Because since you've already acted in this turn, you can't hold your turn.
Yeah.
Right? And since the phantom's part of your turn, it can't.
Well, I didn't tell it to go yet.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But you can't go during this turn. You'd have to go at your next turn.
It's only 10 seconds.
Yeah.
So, yes, I think we can lose 10 seconds.
Right. Okay.
I think, are you okay with that?
It's a 60-second match. I will reiterate.
Well, I know. We have 50 more seconds.
Okay. I mean, but I can still go after she does that, right?
She can still, get on, right? That can be her action.
Yeah, her action.
Yeah.
All right. I get on that steed.
All right. So hold on, because those are your guys's. Oh, well, you held your action. Now your action's getting on the steed.
Yes. Yeah.
Great. Your first event is over.
Yes.
A lot of things happen at once now. Along with the 20 flags, you see that the flag area has now become coated in something. There seems to be this white. You can't really see it that well from here, but there's just now the floor looks white, and you can't tell what's up with that.
We got a phantom steed.
And that's your last view of the place itself before it is encapsulated in fog. Okay. Just every team is sprinting. No team seems to be, actually one team seems to be staying back. And that is, you look up, roll perception check.
I have a 17.
I have a 15.
All right. The hippie team, Sprouting, they're not moving.
You can't see why?
They're just watching. They look very intent, but they're standing. And with everyone racing towards this one space, it is now Kai's turn. Kai, you are on top of a horse. You will reach the flagged area at the end of this turn, but what are you doing while you're riding?
Is there anyone close to us, close to our horse? That so far, because what I'm thinking is taking my Morningstar and just whacking them.
Someone is within range. Yes, one of the teams that you are not familiar with is next to you. Joyside is next. No, not Joyside, sorry. Yarbellin is next to you. So you could.
Yeah, I mean, I just take my Morningstar and I whack it at the closest person's
roll
head.
An attack.
8+7, which is a 15.
Yes, that's going to hit. Go ahead and roll damage.
Okay. What, just d20 for that? Or no.
No, you have an attack. That's
I haven't used my Morningstar in so long. Okay. 3+2=5.
Okay, so this guy, you fucking trip the shit out of him. He face plants on the ground. And you, you've taken someone out. Someone's laying on the ground. Zil.
Should I go to the next? Where are we?
You are converging in the center. So
is there fog around us?
You are in your next turn. At the end of this turn, you will pretty much be in the fog.
Yeah, okay. No. People aren't paying attention to us.
People seem forward bound, and some people may be sideward bound, right, trying to take out the people next to them, but they're not near you.
Should I just do the next thing?
If you want to, or if you have something else.
Well, I don't really know what to do.
I mean, do you have something else that can knock people out so we can just get less people out of our way?
I have something that could do a lot of damage, but I really don't want to pull that out because it would hurt us very badly.
All right, yeah, save that one.
But 40 seconds is almost up, right?
Yeah.
I cast Disguise Self on myself. And
okay.
I make myself look like Kai.
Okay.
I'm panicking.
Okay. You do that.
I do that.
I go, hey.
Shut
looking
up.
Looking good.
Shut up.
All right. So at this point, a lot of the teams are in the fog now. You maybe have a 5-second lead on them.
Yeah.
But when it comes down to it's 100 feet, run, dash, run, dash, y'all are going to get there at around the same time. So with that convergence, you are now encapsulated in fog.
Yeah.
Now, Kai, I need you to roll a constitution and a dexterity saving throw.
That I can do. Okay, so for Constitution, I got a, 14. And then for Dexterity, I got an 8.
Okay. You cannot see anymore.
Fuck.
You see this flashing white light in your eyes, and you can no longer see.
Should I go, Syl, shit, I'm blind!
Do I do the same thing?
No.
Oh.
Just like that, I would like your, it's now your turn. What are you up to?
It's Kai's turn?
Yep, Kai,
turn. I can't sense anyone.
Roll Constitution saving throw.
Okay.
See if you can not become.
5 plus 8 is 13.
Nope.
You're
still blinded.
I can't sense anyone around me. Like, I can't, like, feel a presence.
Roll a perception check.
Hey, thank you. Oh, 22.
Yeah, you can hear the sounds of moving people. You could maybe try to hit someone.
To what direction? Like, my right?
To your right, yes.
Okay, I take my Morning Star and I just fucking
okay.
Whip it.
All right.
I know Liz isn't
Roll an attack. Right. Roll an attack.
Heck.
With disadvantage. You told me what you wanted to do in time. Congratulations.
All right, I got an 8.
You got an 8?
Yeah.
All right, you don't feel your morning start coming to contact.
Oh, this
isn't.
Can I use? Oh, I'll save it.
Wait. When you're enraged, can you be affected by spells?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I only have resistance
against
to
like
piercing.
That's what it is. Okay.
Oh, but I have advantage on check and saving throws.
Well
you didn't
pay attention
know that,
next time.
Yeah.
Well, no, but like, what kind of advantage? Oh,
you
I get to roll twice. God fucking damn it.
Yeah, that might have been nice for you. Anyways.
Why am I passing
you're
over
in
that?
The fog.
Yeah,
so it's harder to see, but like shapes and shades will come and go. Yeah. Your horse, I actually need both of you to roll dexterity saving throws real quick.
Both of us?
Yeah.
Well, I fucking exploded.
Good. I need your horse itself to roll a dexterity throw as well.
Well, they crit failed.
I critically failed.
Oh, this is good.
But I exploded.
This is good.
So I should land on my feet.
You do land on your feet. However, the horse is running. And then it's in a spider web.
Oh,
it's in a web. And all of its feet become stuck at the same time. Well, its front two feet become stuck at the same time. And then sort of it flips forward like a bike might. And completely throws Kai into the webbing. Zil, just your feet are in the webbing now. Not your whole fucking body, unlike Kai. Zil, you can also see four flags.
Within range?
Yeah, with just like in your sight.
Are they real? Can I?
You can choose if you're just going hands.
Wait, what did you do on your turn? What have you done so far?
Nothing. I made the dexterity saving throw.
Yeah, so you can spend your turn trying to figure out if any of those are real.
Are they?
No. But now four illusions have gone, and hypothetically there are only 16 left. That means half real, half fake.
Fuck.
And then
what if I just ran? No, I can't because my feet.
Yeah. and then you feel the shockwave of someone not being close enough to affect you, and you see bodies being flung. Some sort of thunderwave spell was cast centrally somewhere else, and you're watching people fly from it.
Whoa.
You're seeing bodies sort of go left and right. People are converging on your location. There are 48 people here. Now you're starting to become surrounded by people. Kai, people are stepping on you to get to what they want, to try and not step on the webbing.
Okay.
And people are just getting in. They're converging. Kai, your turn.
I try to get myself out of the webbing. Can I take my spear and just kind of cut through it?
You are going to start your turn on a dexterity saving throw and a constitution saving throw because you're blind and in a web.
All right.
I guess.
Oh, my God! I just rolled two 20s!
What?
I just rolled two
20s. Oh my god.
Yeah. Great. So
Oh my god. Look at the kids. I need a picture of this.
Yeah, take a picture of that.
Oh my god. I'm cured.
She's cured. She's cured.
Okay.
So you really hone in on your rage, and through that rage, you are up.
You just pry
your arms out of the webbing, and then you sort of do one of those kick flips to get back up. And then you're standing, and then your sight comes back to you, and you're like, ho, 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 yes. However, standing back up is your action this turn. You can move, though.
I can move?
Yeah.
Can I go?
Are you trying to go more centric, or are you trying to go left or right?
I'm centric.
You're moving to the center.
Center.
Okay. With that, you can start seeing there are groups of people fighting now. You can see 4 flags, of which are real. There's one on the ground, and you don't know if that's real or fake. And then you see there are 4 flags being fought over right now. One has like a fucking doggy pile on top of them. I'm talking like 10 people, like all on top of each other trying to get to one flag. The other has 3, and the other has 5.
They're definitely real.
Yeah, they're like
hands. I go to the one with the 3, and I just go to that one.
Yeah, so you're moving towards that one.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So that is what you can see is going on, Zill. You have just seen 4 flags, of which are not real. And you are moving left, right, or centric?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So you move right, and you're seeing people run in to the arena. The gnomes are just getting there because they run slow. There is 1 flag. Are you going for it?
Yeah.
Okay. So you go for this flag, and for a second you're convinced it's an illusion, but then your fingers do grab purchase on a real flag.
Is that my action, or?
That's your action. You got hands on a real flag. This is round 3.
That's like a movement.
Okay, it's, what would you want to do?
I want to cast Phantom Steed again.
Okay. Rock, paper, scissors, me. If you win, you can cast Phantom Steed. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Fuck.
Sorry, no Phantom Seed. That was just rock, paper, scissors.
I knew I should have done paper. I don't know why you're laughing at me.
I'm sorry for laughing at you. And then people start noticing you.
Yeah, I know.
Are you saying anything?
No.
Okay. I didn't know if you were going to alert your teammate or anything. So that's the only
thing. That would alert a lot of other people to me.
I know. Yes, I would. I understand that.
I still look like Kai.
You do still look like Kai. God. So there's a bit of physical intimidation to that. Roll a perception check.
I got an 18.
Okay, so now that you've moved to get this flag, you can see another flag, and you watch it disappear into the ground.
Okay.
That's all.
Yeah.
Kai.
All right,
there are 3 people. One is
how many more rounds?
This is round 4.
Okay.
So you get this.
Okay. Heads up, creatures have disadvantage on opportunity attacks.
Okay.
Sorry.
Interesting to know. Thank you. You are...
There's 3 people.
3 people. They look to be, like, as stacked as you are. Mm. 2 people are sort of holding on to the flag. And then the third is, like, trying to pummel one into the dust. I think 2 of them look like they're on the same team. So...
Okay, so the one who is not being pummeled into the dust, I take my Morning Star and I whack it at their head.
Okay, go ahead and roll.
Hold on.
Just so you know.
This is a...
14.
Yeah, that's going to miss.
Damn it.
You have a movement.
I have a movement?
Yep.
I just moved to go grab the flag.
Okay. Okay. You just, your movement is getting closer to the fray. All right. So with that, you...
Can I give you a side note?
Yes.
If anybody attacks me, if they would attack... Because, like, Kai's, like, taller than me.
Yeah.
If they would attack, like, anywhere that's above what I am, like, height, they just go through.
Okay.
It doesn't actually hit me.
Dope. Okay, good. Good to know. That's very good to know.
Yeah.
Kai, the guy who is, like, trying to get the other guy sort of down, who's on the team, who's not holding the flag, sees you trying to hurt his homeboy, is going to attack. And that is a natural 18, which I assume hits.
Yeah.
I rolled a straight 8. I'm sorry for doing this to you. That's 12 damage.
What was it, though? What was the damage? Because I have resistance to...
Oh, it was piercing.
So I have resistance to that.
Great. So you're only going to take 6 damage.
All right. Cool.
As you are pinged in the side, the remnants of your hurt ribs coming to remembrance. And
you said 6 damage. I'm sorry.
Yes. And you're slapped upside the head. Zil, you hear a...
Fuck.
And you watch an arrow fly through Kai's head, your head. Would have been dead center, straight in the fucking head, if it was actually you.
Fuck.
Yeah. So.
Well, time
and
to
at that point,
move around a bunch.
Roll some perception.
I have a 13.
Great. People are noticing you.
Yeah, I know.
Great. Kai, it is your turn.
I take the guy.
This is your second to last round, by the way.
You're closer to the flag.
So I'm on the flag.
Yeah. You got your. You can get your hands on it, even though two other people have their hands on
so
it.
So I can get my hands on it?
Yeah.
Actually, okay, what I want to do is I want to elbow with the one that has the amethyst spec, and I want to elbow one person in the fucking eye, like in the face.
Okay. Tell me how that goes.
Okay. Okay.
Ooh, 18 plus 7, 25.
Yeah, that's going to hit. Go ahead and roll damage.
Would that be since
D4? 1d4 plus your strength.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to get my footing back.
Yeah?
Yeah. At least I hope.
7.
Okay, good to know. Yeah, their grip has loosened. Go ahead and roll a strength check. Because these two are going to roll strength checks to see. Because you all are going to yank on it pretty much the same time, and we're going to see if anyone gives.
Okay.
So this guy has advantage, so he's going to take the, oh my god.
19.
Okay. 3, and you rolled a 19.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you've yanked on it, and another good yank like this, and you'd probably have hands on it. Okay. You'd probably just be just you.
Okay.
And Zil.
I'm going to cast Fog Cloud as a third level spell, so 60 feet to make it everything thicker. But wait, before is there a space around me that not a lot of people are inhabited, or is
no.
everywhere?
Everyone's
just...
here.
Okay, well, I'm going to cast Fog Cloud as a third level spell to make 60,
okay,
60 feet,
casting,
a 60-foot radius of fog.
Okay, and are you moving anywhere?
Yeah, I'm going to just try to move where I saw the least amount of people.
Okay.
Just so, like,
just
people are probably
back out of the fray.
Yeah.
Okay. So back to the edge of the arena.
Yeah, but I'm still in the fog cloud because it's 60 feet.
Okay. Yes, it is.
Yes.
Okay. So you are starting to head back out after casting this spell. What's your AC?
My AC is only 13.
Great. Oh, that's a natural 13. 14. So you are slashed at.
Okay.
And hit, actually, in your shoulder what they perceive to be Kai's midsection. And you are hit for 13 damage.
Oh.
As you see one of these very tall, black-haired elves just sort of appear at your side, appearing through the fog. And they place their hand on the flag as well. Kai.
Question. Once we
Kai, you're being attacked.
Yeah, I know.
But that's a 7, so it doesn't matter. But then I need you to roll a dexterity saving throw as 4 people barrel into you.
Oh my god. Please, let the
All right, seven.
All right, so as four people barrel into you, you are now on the ground. And the other people you were fighting with are on the ground, too. And you can't, and limbs are starting to become scary limbs, and people are crawling on top of you. You are now, like, becoming suffocated, and you're trying to figure out what the flag is, and it's becoming very, very scary. Kai, it is your turn.
I'm getting out of this mob of people. I'm just pushing my elbow up, and I'm coming up out of this
body
mess.
Okay, so go ahead and roll a strength and then a perception so you can try and figure out which way is up.
Okay, strength is 17.
Okay.
Perception is 15.
And then roll a focus to see if you can still keep your hand on the flag. Which is constitution, by the way.
That would be a 17.
All right, so you've still got your hand on the flag, and you were trying to just sort of sneak away into the night and get out of this pile with the flag. So we're going to do a strength check again with the three guys with you being the third, of who still had their hand on the flag.
Okay.
Just whoever, if you roll significantly higher than them, then you might get away with it.
21.
Fuck. All right. My highest was like a 12. So
okay.
You feel a bit of freedom in the flag. Yes. You start being able to.
Sid has a question. Once we have the flight, we have to run it back, right?
It's whoever has
the
flag.
No, it's just whoever at the end of. This is the fifth round?
Oh, okay.
We have one more?
Yeah, you have one round after this.
Okay.
No, this is. Wait.
This
is
fifth. You said it was. This is.
This
it was our second to last.
So next is last.
So the next is your last. Okay. So your last round's after this.
Okay.
To clarify, Zil.
I'm going to cast a spell that we haven't seen since season zero.
Oh, man. Is it the snowball one?
No, we saw that in the sewers.
It. You're right.
I'm talking about a little spell I like to call Tasha's Hideous Laughter.
Okay.
I'm going to pray to God it works. They have to make a wisdom saving throw.
Okay.
Cam's like,
please.
Yeah.
Please. Or he's yawning.
Please, no.
No. It's a natural 20. I can't control my natural 20s like this. I'm just too good.
Getting rid of the spell.
I know it never works when you
it
cast
works.
It.
Never mind. I'm the lamest wizard ever.
Are you trying to run away with the flag?
Yeah, I'm trying to. Okay, I don't so want her to have it.
Right, so then that's a strength throw to see if you can, like, so it's going to be competitive strength rolls.
Oh my God.
Beat a 5.
Okay, well, I did. I got a 17.
All right, so she doesn't yank it from. Oh, and with that difference, you've yanked it out of her hands and you've gotten a few steps away.
I'm fucking running.
Great. With that, what's your AC, Zil?
13.
All right, that's a 15.
Yep.
Fuck. What do longbows do? D6?
Longbows are a D8.
Are they? Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I thought in my head, and I got it right.
So you're gonna take 8 damage.
Okay.
As you are pierced in the shoulder.
Fuck.
Roll just a general focus to see if you can keep your running up constitution.
I got a 19 plus my constitution, which is plus 3.
All right, so you're not going to be shaken. And then...
I'm focused.
and then that girl
mm-hmm.
trying to tackle the fucking shit out of you.
Oh, I'm running.
All right, so this is a tackle. So how do we...
I think... Should we run...
D&D,
do athletics?
5E.
See if I could get out of the way if I'm running fast enough?
It would take... I'm pulling it up. Someone else has done it. Oh, yes. This is going to be... acrobatics for you.
Acrobatics, okay.
And
I can't use athletics?
It's going to be athletics for them, for sure.
Okay.
But yours is you're trying not to get caught.
That's yeah, I'll take it.
So
I have a 21 though, so it doesn't matter.
All right, well I have an 11. So she goes to tackle you and like misses you fucking completely and is now just kind of face down on the ground.
Asshole.
Yeah, and then you're gonna roll a Constitution saving throw. You have
20.
Quite a few people. You have 20.
Yeah, 17 plus Constitution.
Well, you felt like maybe someone would have stunned you.
Rolls.
You thought maybe someone would have fucking stunned you, but no one did. You
don't
moved right through it.
Fuck with me.
You scream, "Don't fuck with me!" as you're running.
I don't scream it. I whisper it. I don't want to bring attention to myself,
it.
Kitty Mae.
All right, and then. You are pulling free with the flag, Kai,
mm-hmm.
And two more people jump on top of you.
Jesus, these bitches.
You just roll a general constitution check, or else
use
you're going to start
taking damage. Use these dice more often.
That's an unnatural 20.
Okay, so you're fine, though.
Oh,
oh man, I have advantage. Someone else, let me see if some of these people are lucky in grabbing the flag that you're holding on to and...
Exploded.
Two natural 20s.
Fuck.
It's damn the night of 20s.
It. Ah.
And so two more people have put their hands on the flag, and now it's going to go to another strength competition.
Okay.
A 20?
24. That I got a 19, but then plus 5 is a 24.
I got a 19 as well, but I don't know what they're... We're going to go to another... We're going to go to tiebreaker round.
Oh, God, okay.
You ready?
Yes.
All right.
19 plus 5 again. That's 24.
7. So one person has just, like, lost their grip on the flag, but you are holding the flag with another person right now. Kai, is your final round. What are you doing?
So another person has the flag?
Yes. You can't tell who. You're in a pile of bodies.
Body pile. Body pile.
How many bodies? Two bodies on top of me?
There's like 15 bodies on you right now.
Jesus. Fuck.
Okay. You feel like the occasional like weight of some of like another person.
Can I feel the hand on the flag at all? Like, can I feel the hand on the flag? Like, can I?
You only have one hand on the flag.
Right. But like, can that hand, you know how...
Yeah, but, you know, keeping a vice grip, I would think, be your priority.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing, keeping a vice grip.
So you can't really move your vice grip around because it's a vice grip.
And then, is there any chance my other hand can...
Roll a fucking dexterity check.
Throw or check?
Throw. Check. Roll dexterity. Okay. Add your dexterity.
18.
You can kind of touch the other flag with your hand. You can kind of touch the flag with your other hand, is what I meant to say.
Okay.
You can, like, feel the little tip of it.
Okay. Do I
still... But there's kind of another body in the way.
Yeah, fuck. Can I just, like, elbow whatever's there?
Yeah, go ahead and roll an attack.
13.
Okay. No.
Yeah.
It's just... All the bodies are too close. You hear a guy go, oh, as you elbow him in the face a little. But it's not like an attack. Zil.
I thought I already went.
This is your final turn.
I thought Tasha's Hideous Laughter was my final turn.
Nope, this is your final turn.
Can I Phantom Steed and move and leave?
Yep.
I Phantom Steed and I move. Go, Grease Lightning! Whoa!
Cool. And with that... So you're just, this is not going to do anything. I'm very frustrated for them, but you're going to take another 6 points of piercing damage as you're hit. They were going to get your hand that was holding the flag, but they didn't. They got your upper arm. They didn't roll high enough to get specific about it. But you're pierced again with an arrow. Kind of fucking hurts.
Ow.
I
broke my nose twice yesterday.
Yeah, but,
this still hurts.
Piercing.
Yeah, I know.
You have two arrows inside.
No, I didn't say it didn't hurt.
And some of them would just, like, hit the armor. You'd be fine. Two arrows are inside of you right now.
Arrows are inside me.
Kai, roll the constitution saving throw of your motherfucking life.
Okay.
Kai dies instantly.
Well,
oh,
you know, it's a real question of what happens when you're in the bottom. Because what's happening right now?
Unnatural 20.
Unnatural?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No!
I love drama as long as it's not happening to me.
No!
I love
drama.
Because it's not happening to me.
So,
I got my flag. I'm set.
Have you ever felt like a plastic bag?
Drifting.
And what I really mean is... Have you ever been in a pile of bodies and then a person at the very bottom of the pile cast Thunder Wave?
Mm.
Bodies go flying. You go flying.
Oh,
you are momentarily capable of flight. And two hands were on that flag when the Thunder Wave hit. And the flag was only going to go one way or the other. And that's what that roll was. You had an unnatural 20. I had a natural 20. Which means the flag is pried from your grasp as bodies are fucking scattered. They go flying. You take 6 points of damage on impact as you hit the ground in the webs.
I scream in freaking anger.
Yeah. Big time angry boy. So angry. Gonna be angry now. And the flag is outside of your grasp. And you go to scream out in agony, and you, like, try to open your mouth to do so, but you find that your whole body is frozen. Zil, you're frozen. Your phantom steed is frozen.
My arrows.
Everything is stillness. And all the magic in the arena is dispelled. Your phantom steed disappears. You fall to the ground. The fog goes away. The webbing goes away. Everything that was magic in the arena fades. And you have been magically frozen in place. And you can't move. You can't break out of it. And you see referees are heading out onto the field to try and figure out who is holding what. So... You hear the announcer voice head overhead. You hear Regelliville, Sprouting, Atvel. And there's these cheers happening as each one is announced. And as you see, like, each referee, like, raise their hand and flag and, like, show the audience where each flag has been hit. You notice that, like, the one from Sprouting, you can still move your eyes. You see that the Sprouting people have never moved. Mm-hmm. That flag has just come to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Regelliville, Sprouting, Atvel, Windway, Septis, Burnfort, Langdale.
Yes!
Rialton. And so those are the eight names announced. Langdale. And then...
Septis?
Yep. All the magic is released, and you now have your movement back. Kai, you noticed that... the person who pried the flag from your grip in the final hour was Regelliville.
Oh. Oof.
It's a hard defeat to take. And you were just filled with, God damn it. And you were, like, really worried because you couldn't see, Zil in however you were frozen. And then you hear, like, Langdale's name called. And you did it. And then you're unfrozen.
I run to Zil and I give her the biggest hug
Watch
in the world.
Watch the arrows.
Zil has two arrows inside.
I have two arrows. Please just watch the arrows.
Do you want me to rip them out of you?
Don't rip them out. don't do that.
No, don't rip them out.
So no.
Okay. Ah, hooray.
Yeah, and at that point, you see, like, after the referees come out, each of the, like, the... team managers have, like, appeared as well to sort of interfere between hero team post-game arguments. And so at that point, like, Scotty has appeared, and she's like, come now.
She's you proud it. Of
she's
us, got, Scotty?
She's got a very big smile. She's like, yes, I'm so excited to tell you all about that date.
Oh, good. Yes. I thought, do I still get a present?
Absolutely.
Oh, thank God.
And she takes you guys back into the alcove that you came in through, and... Scotty looks at you guys and she goes, put on your acting faces.
Yes.
What? All right. Wait, give me a look of disappointment.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I have my arrows. I'm like,
yes. Perfect. Great. Hide the flag. Put it away.
Put the flag away.
There we go. Thank you. And then the three of you walk across the hallway to where Mavis and Griana are waiting. And, like, Scotty slowly...
Wait, can I hold the door? Can I hold it outside the door so they can't see?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll just be
so you hold the flag outside so they can't see it. You're staying in the doorway. Scotty's, like, slowly opens the door. Like, a huge frown is on her face. She's like...
I'm tearing up.
Hey, Griana and Mavis.
Hey.
What? How did it go?
Yeah, we need to get Zil to an infirmary.
What? What happened?
Nothing besides a major a fucking win!
Don't do that!
Oh my God!
Surprise, what is that supposed to mean?
It doesn't mean anything. I was just like, so, I'm so proud.
Get this. Wow. I had bodies on me and a hand on the flag and a bolt of thunder at the very last second ripped me from the flag. And you know who casted that bolt of thunder?
Who?
Regelli Bell.
I got arrows in
damn
me.
Damn.
Oh, yeah, let's fix her.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay. Okay.
And Scotty goes like, the medic
not the worst thing that's happened.
The medic's on the way.
I guess you've had a really rough 24 hours.
Really, really rough 2 days.
Wow. Only took 12 damage.
Griana, there's only like a half hour turnaround before you're on for dueling.
Oh my God, okay.
We should get the bracket in 5 minutes to find out who you're facing. So it's a bracket style tournament. So
that's great.
Got bandaged up.
You just gotta fight your way to number one.
Cool.
What's Mavis like?
Mavis is napping.
Oh.
she like woke up when you guys started screaming and she was like,
oh my God.
I go, hey, we got the flag.
Hey, I'm congratulations.
Wow.
All right.
Congrats.
All right.
Good job.
Thanks.
Congrats.
You know, we saw a lot of shit out there.
I'm sure. Was it 48 people? 46 people who would be happy to kill you to get that flag?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Shot so much.
Damn, you guys. I could not handle the suspense of not knowing. I wish they had a TV in here or something.
Yeah, me too. It would have been fun. It'd be nice to watch you duel.
Okay, yeah, I have to do about that by myself.
Griana? They let 1 second go out.
What?
They let the duelers have a second.
Thank you, Zil.
Yes. All right, so you guys need to decide who that is.
Who wants to be my second?
Oh.
Who's good at dueling pump up talk? You guys discuss it amongst yourselves.
Wait, what is the second?
Yeah, what is that? What's the role of that?
They're there on the scene if they die. Honestly, it's a traditional thing more so than a practical thing.
It's so nowadays. I can have someone to look at if I die.
No, not like look at, but like
support.
Once upon a time, you know, when they had everyone out in an alcove, and then someone died out here. They all died, so then a rule was put in place that you had to have a second, and that's like a sort of whole thing.
I can do it if you want because I only took 12 damage.
I mean, it's you don't really do anything.
Yeah, you don't do anything.
You just look.
Griana, who would you want out there with you?
Yeah, Griana, you pick. It literally doesn't matter to me.
I can't. Can you guys rock, paper, scissors or something?
Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay. Rock, paper, scissors for it.
Boo!
All right.
No.
I know.
Boo! Oh, I thought you were saying like, oh yeah, I won.
No. Oh my God. All right.
I won.
Zil's going out with me.
Yeah.
You got this, Gri.
You got it.
So you are brought into the alcove, Griana and Zil.
Oh my God. Oh my God, Zil.
Scotty's standing there quietly.
It's gonna be okay.
Zil, I'm gonna.
No, don't puke. That's not gonna look good for our image, Griana.
No, you're right. You're right.
We're already the sewer team. We don't have to be known as the sewer and puking team, okay?
Griana, what have you become?
What have you become, Griana?
And I'm talking to myself.
I know, but I'm talking. Griana. I'm a echo voice.
What have you become? A girl, a woman. A meets and more, previous and glorious.
Hey. Let's focus on the duel.
Sorry.
Let's focus on the duel, Griana. Okay. At that point, Scotty goes, longbow.
Longbow.
It's broken. She doesn't have it. Oh, yeah, it's broken. It. Spear.
It's been broken.
Spear.
For
hand
months.
It over.
What?
Daggers only.
Daggers only.
Right, you're right. Okay. Here you go.
Thank you.
And my great club.
That as well. Thank you.
Daggers only.
Daggers only. Now it is intel to concession or duel. I mean, concession or duel. This is to concession or grab. So, everyone, by the way, Scotty pulls out this flag out of her pocket, and she tucks it into your dagger belt right next to where the hilt of the dagger is.
Thank you.
And she says, so, this is to concession or capture. This, and she's tying this flag to your belt. If someone grabs this from you, they win. So you got to make sure you're on the defense for that.
Okay.
All right?
Grab is for the win?
Yes, if you grab the flag from them successfully, you do win the round. Also, if you damage someone enough that they need to concede so they don't die, that is also a win.
Some people in the past, I've watched this, they just go for brutality and fuck the flag. So you gotta watch out for that sometimes.
Okay.
But people who play smart and who play well can usually get the flag really early on with the people who are just using brute force. So
let me ask you this. If I were to grab first move, do you think they'd be expecting it?
I don't, you know, each person, it depends on each person.
As your second, I don't think that's wise.
as your official advice, Garner, I love this look.
You look so silly. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm sitting next to a robed mystery woman.
All right. So, at that point, Sky says, also, you won't be able to see any of the duels that happen. You just go out for yours alone.
Understandable.
It'd be nice if you could go and get sort of a feeling for who you're competing against in the later rounds, but they know that, which is why they don't let you do it. So, it's a waiting game. I've gotten the roster. Jared dropped it off. It is, you are up against Rielton.
If we lose, the whole thing. We're out?
Yes.
Okay. How many teams move forward from this?
So it's four. So it's eight teams. Each team will battle another team.
So half go.
Four teams.
Yeah. And then
they battle.
One more question.
Yes.
How many go home after the last round?
They're sending home six. After everything, after the points are all tallied for the night?
Oh, I thought, like, people who didn't... Sorry, this is me. I thought that people who didn't get a flag in the first round, they're automatic gone, right?
Oh, they're gone from the ability to win the tourney. They're not gone from the gauntlet.
Oh, I thought this was...
That's what I thought. That's what I thought was happening. That was unclear on my part.
No.
Oh, I just crossed off a bunch of names, and I don't know what to uncross.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I can get you another copy.
Oh, my
gosh. No, this is an ability to win points to not go home. They're sending home six teams tonight.
Okay.
Got it.
Six teams. Okay. Yeah, lowest scoring. They take all your points from the tasks you've completed throughout the week. Ooh. And the people's
How many teams
vote.
Are going to be left after this whole thing?
They're one. No, you mean tonight?
Yeah.
They're sending six teams home. So there's 24 of you now.
Okay.
18 will remain.
Okay.
Okay. Six teams now. Nope. Sorry.
So you've gotten points for advancing to this round.
Right. No, I understand.
Yeah, I understand now.
I just literally said something extremely stupid right when after you finished it, and I completely understood. Let's all keep going.
I thought you were going to be like, let's pray.
Let's all pray.
Let's pray.
Okay, I'm super ready.
All right, so you guys wait around for a bit, and then you hear Rielton and Langdale. And you hear the
hey
as your gate opens.
I believe in you.
So, Zill, you are to sort of step out.
Hear that? I mean, I believe in you. Her, you're my number two.
You're my number two.
I know, but like the way she said it, she's like, you're my number two.
I said it in a nice way. Okay.
You did. I believe you.
I know, I believe you too.
My God.
I was just giving you trouble.
thanks for giving me trouble.
I'm just giving you some trouble.
So, you step out. And across the arena, the 100-foot arena, you see one person waiting in the middle. It's the same instructor that you guys learned from for the first time, sort of the officiator of the duel, standing in the middle, patiently waiting, hands folded in front of him. And then you see across from you your opponent, Vada Bazadal. And you look across from you, and you see this dwarven woman. Much shorter than you,
right?
Very sophisticated braided hair comes down into her braided beard. So she's got this braided beard hair extravaganza going. Avada Kedavra. And her armor is stocky.
Give me that pencil.
It's heavy looking.
It's not sharp.
And you two approach each other.
Hello, Vada.
Yeah, well met.
Nice to meet you.
Fight well.
You too.
And the person in the middle says, well, this is a duel to concession or capture.
Right.
Standard rules for duel. No eye gouging.
Of course not.
Fucking, sorry, he doesn't say that. Last match made us reiterate the rule that there will be no eye gouging here at the tournament.
Tournament?
At the tournament. Besides that, fight well.
Goes. Times have changed.
And then you two are told to face back to back.
Scared Potter.
Scared
you
Potter.
Wish.
Scared Potter.
You wish.
And then you take your 15 steps. Okay. And each one weighs heavier on your brain. And then on the 15th step, you turn around.
My eyes
roll initiative.
Are more focused than they've ever been.
Fuck.
In a long time. Fuck. Six.
Five.
Wait. I'm sorry, nine.
All right, so for this duel, we are going to, what is your hit points halved?
37.
All right, 37. Yep.
And
Vada is as well.
Thank you, Vada.
And this is going to happen as a regular duel. I don't have the cards. I apparently only packed one deck of them.
Okay.
So you're holding my one deck. But I will be, for posterity, writing my action here. And anytime you'd like to like call a bluff, if you think I'm lying, you can call it, and I'll show it to you. I'll show it to you here.
I should not show you where my cards are.
Yeah, no.
Damn it.
So let me just pull up my sheet so I can see my various possibilities. Beautiful. So you guys are cornering each other, circling each other, and you guys are getting closer and closer and closer. And we're going to make the first move. So you need to choose what you're going to do. Okay. Remember, your special move taught to you by Croyd's daughter is there as well.
Yes.
Great. So I'm writing down what I'm doing as well. Right before you guys go, Vada looks at you and does this sort of half grin, spreads across her face, and she goes, "Yeah, Sue or a girl, no?
No. Actually, yes. Proud of it."
And so put down what you're doing.
What is her second?
And then her second is also a dwarven woman. Across the 100 feet across the arena as well. Looks to be 200 feet, actually, radiuses. Dark hair, beard as well, braided, intricate, furrowed brow. So 3, 2, 1, flip.
Parry.
Parry.
Mm-hmm.
I've parried as well.
Damn it.
I have it written right here. So you both parry, which means that you don't get any special effects against each other, and it's just regular rolls. So you are in the higher, so you get to go ahead and roll your attack. Roll d20.
Okay, so 19 is plus 3.
All right, so that is going to hit. Her AC is 17.
I was just, you don't have it in your weapons.
Oh, so no.
It's a d4.
Oh, I'm sorry, what did you say?
Her AC 17, so you do hit. So
okay, cool.
Damage.
4, and...
So plus, we're doing plus dex, right?
Yeah.
7.
All right, so 7 damage. What were you aiming for on this hit?
Her shoulder.
Okay, so you do graze off her shoulder, and she tries to get back to you as well. What's your attack bonus?
So it's like plus 6.
And then they rolled a 17. What's your AC?
My AC is 14.
Great. So they're going to hit.
Cool.
They're going to do 6 damage to you.
Okay.
And then it's back to cards. So 3, 2, 1, flip.
Attack.
Grab. So.
Are you kidding me?
So since you've like come to hit her shoulder... You actually get to go first, though, so is the nice thing. So, since it's offense against offense, and you did choose attack, you are going to get a +2 to damage. So,
okay. Reroll
it.
God. No, it landed on 16.
Oh, I thought it landed on
22.
Outside.
That's gonna hit.
Great, and then
1d4. Add your dex.
6.
So you hit her
I went for her stomach.
Okay, so you went. So you do get, you get past the chainmail with your dagger. It's a pretty heavy hit, breaking steel over here. I need you to roll a dexterity saving throw, however, as she goes for the flag on your belt as you do so. Because remember, she's a dwarven woman. You're very tall. You kind of have to get in there to stab her stomach.
Unnatural 20.
Unnatural 20. Good. You're able to jump out of the way as her fingers just barely graze.
Nice try, bitch.
And, yep, it's a nice try, bitch. And then we're back to, and so, but she doesn't get to attack because she tried to grab and it failed. So, and then it's back to the cards.
I got this.
All right, are you shouting anything or are you staying quiet?
She just said you got this.
You got this.
Well, I know, but that's Liz. All right.
You got this.
Three.
Don't fuck up.
Two. One. Grab.
Attack.
Are no, you? Sorry. I said lunge. Whoops. Oh.
Attack.
Attack. So lunge and attack. So none of us are weak to each other's things. So but you roll with the things above. So since you did attack, you did plus two to damage, but you're also going to get minus two to AC on your turn.
Oh,
I'm going to get plus four to damage and minus four to AC.
She should have done eight damage last time.
18. Oh, that's, I rolled an 18.
That's going to hit. So go ahead and roll your damage. So roll a plus d4, plus three, plus two. So that's plus five.
So seven.
All right, another seven damage. And then she goes to hit you. That's a crit, which means I get to roll twice the dice. That's so good. Why are we doing so many crits today, boys and girls?
Damn.
It's my fancy hand-painted dice. You can see it all the way from over there.
I'm doing the hand-painted dice, too.
Oh, my god!
Yeah, I always do that for important roles.
I know. I love the hand-painted dice so much. And then, so that is, you're going to take 9 points as she gets you right there in the shin. Just, it's that little piece of meat in between the knee and the shin.
Bitch.
Gets right in there. So now we're going to go back to card. So pick your card. Three, two, one, grab.
Rat Skinner.
Ooh. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that is an offense. You get to go first. So tell us what that does.
Rat Skinner. If opponent uses is there something else in here?
No.
Nope.
Okay. If opponent uses defense, they must take make a Dex 13 save or be disarmed.
That's supposed to say offense, and I don't know why this is defense.
Okay. If opponent uses offense, they must make a Dex 13 save or be disarmed.
Cool. So I'm going to roll this right now, and they do that. That's a fucking 11. So.
Oh, my God.
So Vada's dagger has gone flying.
Oh, God.
And now you get to do your attack.
Come on, Creon. Oh, I roll?
Yep.
Beast mode, Creon. Beast mode. For mom and dad. Fuck! 11!
All right, so 11 plus 6.
No, 11.
Oh, okay.
No. Yeah,
11.
All right, so that's not gonna do it. So you kind of.
Damn it!
You swing wide, you don't manage to get the attack in, but she is disarmed now.
Okay, cool.
However, she did choose grab, so she's not trying to get at you. She's not trying to hurt you with a dagger. She's trying to grab your thing.
So I'm going to need
you to roll. And since you didn't choose a defensive and you chose an offensive move, I'm going to need you to roll a dexterity saving throw.
Okay. Oh, my God, I hate this.
And how many hit points do you have left? Because that'll determine.
22.
So you have more than 20, so.
Barely. Okay. Dexterity saving throw?
Yep.
Unnatural 20. Wait, all right. I add my 6.
Yeah.
Unnatural 20.
You add?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, is it? No, your dexterity is not 6 points. Dexterity saving throw is not 6 points.
Yeah, she gets the proficiency bonus all for right, saving throws. All right,
that's
she?
Fine. All right.
Do I?
No, isn't it?
No, just give it to me.
My saving throw for dex is plus 5.
Okay.
Because it's my 2 right. plus 3.
All right, then yeah. Okay. So yeah. You get out of the way of her grabby fucking fingers.
Bitch. Stop grabbing me.
And then we're back to the cards.
Uh-huh.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, show.
Lunge.
Grab.
Grab.
She doesn't have a dagger.
Sorry.
It's okay. Hey.
Oh, my God.
But you get to go first because you're higher on the initiative, so go ahead and move through with your attack. You get your plus 4 and your plus... And your minuses, you get them.
19.
That's going to hit. Roll damage.
5.
Okay. And then Vada, since she does not have a dagger, instead of taking a turn to go and grab it, she's going to try and grab your flag instead. So.
Okay.
Dexterity saving throw. Since you, if you had played a defensive move like dodge or parry.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you wouldn't,
I was thinking
you
about
wouldn't
it.
Have to roll. You wouldn't even have to roll. But on offense moves, when someone tries to grab, you do have to roll.
Okay.
Do you like this extra twist, Liz?
A 7 or a 1? That's a 1. Plus 6?
Well,
we're out.
No.
We're out.
Oh my God. What'd you roll?
You want to roll double or nothing right now?
Oh.
Whoever just rolls the higher number right now.
Oh my God.
To stay in.
Yeah.
By the grace of my DM hood.
Damn, Katie Mae. Okay, yeah.
All right. Whoever rolls higher, hand painted dice, they're the same. All right.
Can I roll 2?
No.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Do I add my bonus?
Nope. It's just a luck of
what
the draw.
Did you roll?
8.
12. So.
Oh my God. No.
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 No. Oh my God. No!
Griana.
No!
You are not looking. And this small beast sneaks underneath you and just plucks your flag from your belt. And the round is called.
No! Jesus! Good game.
And like that, you hear the words, Langdale has been eliminated.
All right.
And Scotty comes out. She looks at you, Zill. She sort of gestures at Griana to sort of come back from the edge of the ring.
Griana's crying. I'm crying. Oh, I'm crying.
No. Oh, no.
Oh, you guys, I'm so sorry.
Oh, no.
Too many attacks, not enough defense.
You're led back into the alcove where Kai and Mavis are like, well.
What happened?
Not a joke this time.
Funny.
Not a joke this time.
Oh, fuck. I saw it happen.
That Veta woman.
Was it a cool
loss?
It was
pretty cool, but no, it was not a cool loss.
What do you mean it was pretty cool? I heard that.
I don't know what you mean.
Was it like?
It's a joke.
Let's go home. Do we stay?
We can. Sky goes. Oh, you can watch. You can head up to the rafters where the other teams who have lost are. And watch you might want to, you know, get to know the competition.
Yeah, let's do that.
This isn't the last tourney you'll face.
You're right. You know what? You're right. This is a learning experience. Let's just hope we have enough points to stay in.
What'd you say?
I don't know. I've been thinking about Arthur a lot.
I want to visit Arthur. Now we just,
I had nothing to do for the rest of the day.
Happening.
Yeah.
We'll stay at the tournament. Is there a snack bar or something?
I will have snacks brought to you, Griana.
Okay.
So, like, what does this mean?
Well, it means that you can't earn many more points from the tourney this week, and so you have to hope that through people's votes and tasks you've completed that you aren't bottom six.
Okay.
It's time for us to really get our shit together. And do some motherfucking tasks and make people not think of us as sewage people. You know what that means? We go into a party.
You're going to a party.
We're going to a party.
We're going to a party.
And with that, you head up to where the other teams.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay, Griana. It's okay.
Truly, I'm sorry. That sucked. So bad.
And you sit in what looks like quiet defeat.
Can I leave?
Oh,
I can stay. I'll stay.
No, no. Okay. Go on and leave.
No, I'll stay.
Go on and leave.
Okay, so Zil stays, and you watch the tourney. Oh. It is very intense. You find out that Calliope from Sprouting doesn't fuck around.
Mm.
Like, almost straight up murdered a Wrigleyville person.
I'm okay with that.
Watched Atvel, the elves with very scarily similar looks and the same buns on the head, take out Windway. You watched the dwarven girl from Rielton, Vada, end up having to face Margiani from Septus. And it was one of them, or it was, because the other one was Wrigleyville and Atvel, and that happened pretty quick. Atvel just kind of super fucking kicked Wrigleyville's ass. Not sorry, Wrigleyville. Sprouting, the girl from Sprouting, and the Atvel elves. Atvel, still totally fucking ruined. Ruined Calliope and in turn Sprouting. And then you watch Rielton and Septus. And, though Margiani seemed like a pretty cool girl, turns into a fucking maniac.
Margiani?
Yeah. On the battlefield.
Well, I was up there like, go Marge! Go Marge!
Yeah. And at one point, like, you know, you can look down, and you can see that her second is Jamari. Uh-huh. And he, like, looks at you, and he hears you scream, and he does, like a respect.
Oh, my God.
Like, nod.
Okay. I netted?
you bust?
You bust?
No, oh my God. Oh my God. Dude. Hey, Kai.
What?
Jamari. What? Jamari just, no. He looked at me. I don't know why.
Does he know you're watching him?
Yeah, well, I think he heard me. I don't know. Oh my God.
Aww.
And at that point, Septus does take out Rielton. And it looks going into the finals of this tourney is Atvel. The elves, and Septus, your half-orc friends.
Go Septus.
S-E-P-T-I-C-E.
Oh, okay. S-E-P-T-I-C-E. S-E-P-T-I-C-E.
Nice.
Let's go Septies.
Striptease.
Oh, please.
And then you guys also have to wait with everyone as you watch the druids transform the arena into a lush jungle landscape. And these hills are created with these flags on top. You can see that only one member from each team is allowed to stand on the top of the hill with the flag as guard, and the rest are sort of on the base of the arena. And it is a brutal battle. You notice that the contestants, the four on each side, they can't really see in front of them. It's such a lush jungle, but there's no treetops or anything, so you can see directly down into the arena. And it is this rough and tumble terrain battle. They've made this river that doesn't flow, but the water is deep in the middle of the arena, and someone almost drowns in it. Oh, and it is a brutal, brutal fight, and it goes backwards and forwards. And eventually, after a solid hour of just straight-up competition, like flags being grabbed but retrieved before they could get back to base, people... At one point, one of the half-orcs in Septus has to be taken out because they were beaten so badly. And it is just an intense and raging battle. But Atvel, Septus.
S-E-P-T-I-C-E.
I can't fucking believe it.
What?
It's another natural 20.
To who?
Atvel.
Oh.
S-E-P-T-I-C-E.
Abs. When the round restarts after the half-orc's taken off the battlefield, there is no fucking chance. Atvel divides and conquers absolutely ferociously and leaves everyone on the other team injured.
Oh, my God.
They take no prisoners. They're cold. They're calculating. And they don't seem to like you very much.
Us?
But that's for next time.
Wait, they don't seem to like us?
On Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice.
How do we know they don't like us?
Might be my bad.